For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. A new effort is underway to give voice to a quiet crisis. That's how the Center for Rural Policy and Development described Minnesota's childcare shortage back in 2016. Even then, the crisis was years in the making. There's not enough childcare. Most of the childcare that is available is unaffordable. And despite the high cost, childcare providers are struggling to stay afloat.
It's not fun to say that your business model is broken and it doesn't work. And the tuition that you pay me, you would think I'm raking it in.
Chantel Gruba owns Iron Range Tykes Learning Center in Mountain Iron.
But I'm really not, because there's so many unsubsidized state mandates that I still pay myself and my providers poverty wages. It's really sad. So nobody does talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Gruba's been part of past efforts to raise awareness of the shortage, like Day Without Childcare. Iron Range Tykes and other providers closed for a day to drive home the importance of their work and what would happen if they went away. Now she's helping lead the Iron Range Childcare Task Force, and she says they have a solution. It's not simple or straightforward, and it requires buy-in from a large group of stakeholders, including employers, local governments, and donors.
Now I see there is a solution that I think is viable and something we can grab onto. And that's what's changing it.
Before diving into the nuts and bolts of reworking the childcare economy, the task force has a more abstract hurdle to overcome: reframing the crisis. Families know about it. Providers obviously do too. But people need to know this isn't just a problem for those groups. Gruba says childcare is community infrastructure.
If we do not invest in infrastructure like our roads, EMS, schools, broadband, we won't have a community.
The childcare shortage is also a broader economic issue. It's a workforce problem. Right now, over 2,000 kids on the Mesabi and Cuyuna ranges and the North Shore don't have childcare. That means an estimated 800 people who could be working can't. For much of the region, the workforce participation rate is significantly below the state average. If communities want to grow the labor force and their local economies, there needs to be more childcare available for the people who are already here and those who want to move here. The task force's solution has three parts, each addressing a different gap in the childcare economy. Employers can help subsidize the providers who are bleeding money. They give to a pooled regional fund and in turn get priority access for their employees at participating childcare providers. The benefit for the providers is clear, but the task force says businesses get something too. It's an employee recruitment tool, plus stable childcare reduces absenteeism and increases retention. There's also a federal tax credit that offsets the investment. Another element of the childcare shortage is there aren't enough early childhood educators. Low wages are a significant factor. The task force's answer here is to subsidize childcare workers' wages using public and economic development dollars. Cook County does this using a state grant. According to the task force, providers there now have more job applicants, staff turnover has dropped, and morale is higher. The third leg is focused on philanthropy. If foundations and other donors don't have to focus on propping up existing businesses, they can offer startup money and guidance to get new providers on their feet and create additional childcare slots. The task force presented its plan to employers, providers, and community leaders in Grand Rapids and Chisholm in April. There's a third meeting planned for Silver Bay in June. Everyone has a role to play for this strategy to work. But the first step is getting someone to step forward to coordinate the effort. The task force suggests the Department of Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation, an existing nonprofit, or a county or group of counties. The sooner there's a leader, the sooner everything else can move forward.
This is something, a problem that we've been staring at for a quarter of a century now.
Kyle Erickson is the director of rural grant making for the Blandin Foundation. Blandin hosted the Grand Rapids meeting.
You can hear the chatter in the room. People are positive, they're energized, they believe. We all believe that this is something we can figure out together, but it has to be together.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.